Texte numéro 3. Amazon staff find their voice. Take a tram journey through Leipzig in the former East Germany and you might pass Amazonstrasse. There, 2,000 workers package orders for the US online retailer and send them off to buyers across Germany. It's a four-stage process, with the army of workers divided into pickers, packers, receivers and stowers. Amazon's logistics centres have come under increasing scrutiny in recent years. A report described dehumanising working conditions, and one employee likened Amazon's centre in Rugeley, UK, to a slave camp. Leipzig, the poorest city in Germany, is the first place where the debate has been played out inside an Amazon centre. This summer, it became the first of Amazon's sites to see repeated strike action over pay and working conditions. This month, the service workers' union Verdi warned there could be more strikes before Christmas after Amazon refused to enter into negotiations about a collective wage agreement that would comply with standards in the German retail sector. Mail-order businesses are supposed to pay workers at least €1 more than Amazon's German workers earn. The next day, Amazon confirmed that it was planning to open 3 new logistics centres in Poland. It added that the announcement was not intended as a counter-strike, but workers in Leipzig are now nervous. Has the union overplayed its hand? Via a local journalist, I managed to contact one Amazon worker who agrees to meet me, but will only speak on condition of anonymity, insisting he is proud of the work he does at Amazon and crediting the company for helping him back into regular employment. Having finished an apprenticeship, he had failed to find a job and ended up homeless. After he'd been on the street for 5 years, Germany's Federal Employment Agency placed him on a scheme with Amazon. After a few months, he was one of the few workers to be put on a permanent contract. "There's a social side to Amazon that a lot of people don't see," he says. Nevertheless, he joined the union and took part in the strikes in June and September. The reason, he says, is that he couldn't otherwise address any of the problems with working conditions. The previous strikes, in June and September, didn't hurt Amazon one bit, he reckons, as the company just temporarily moved work to other centres. A spokesman for the company said, "Amazon maintains a culture of direct dialogue with employees. We have employee representation in all our locations, either as works councils or as employee forums which represent the interests of employees and regularly meet with the senior management. We cherish an open discussion culture. If there are issues, we will work on those jointly." Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, October 2013.